You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, we brought up the Pistons because the fun conversations start now. Season's over. Team has expectations. They have their own first-round picks. I love the headline from The Ringer. Can the Detroit Pistons resist a summer of temptation? Detroit basketball's back. Now comes the hard part. Do they need to make a splashy move to take the next step? Or can they afford to stay patient? That is the question of the summer. You could say, hey, we got Jaden Ivey. We're going to build this up with our nucleus the way the Celtics and the Nuggets did. I also would look to the right player, someone like a Devin Booker, yeah. Someone like a Giannis, or Ticketek should have a great name that we should have brought up earlier, Domantas Sabonis.
Yes.
What are the Kings doing? Is he not the perfect fit? A stretch big, you don't sacrifice any muscle. He could fight for rebounds, and he's a really good passer.
He is, and he's got 3 years left on his deal as well, so he'd be here for a while. Now, again, it's going to be somewhat, not only who do you want, but how much pain or perceived pain are you willing to go through to get them? Because you don't just go get Sabonis or Booker and think, well, we're just going to throw Ivy in a couple of firsts.
Now, you're probably giving up Durin as well.
You're probably giving up Durin. You're giving up Ivy. You're giving up multiple firsts. I don't know. Ron Holland is the second, third, fourth, whatever. I mean, give them all up.
His dad, his future children, all of them.
So it is going to sting a little bit.
Of course. Then you got to fill those spots with less money.
And so, I mean, you go down the free agent list of guys that are available that could help out, because I don't know that Tim Hardaway Jr. is back. So you look and you say, a guy like Ty Jerome, a shooting guard in Cleveland, he's not making a ton, probably going to get a bit of a pay bump going forward. He has struggled early on, but developed into a pretty solid player. He's a guy you could add as a solid player. Again, a guy that will help space the floor a little bit. Is he an upgrade over Tim Hardaway? Probably. He's younger as well. Yeah. So, I mean, you go down guys like that who you're trying to look to say, can we stay young? Can we not give up any of our, you know, our perceived stars and make it hurt less, but still be better next year as you continue to develop your own? The question then is, if you're going to develop your own, how much better is Jalen Duren going to be?
Well, a question for him is going to be, does he develop at least a mid-range jumper?
Right.
Right now, he's great at finishing around the rim. He gobbles up rebounds. There's a little bit of that Andre Drummond, though, to his game, to where your ceiling is finite if you don't develop a jump shot.
And again, how much does...
I thought he improved a lot defensively in the second half of the season. Like, there's something there. I'm not trying... That's the thing. I'm not trying to send these guys out of town unless I'm getting something significant. I would stress that to people. I'm not interested in Zion. Ticket Texter points out, Durant makes zero sense. He'd be here maybe 2 years. We're not championship ready. Why give away 2 to 3 young pieces and picks?
Durant might only be here 1 year.
Yeah, and if Durant was 4 or 5 years younger, he's the exact type of piece they need, a front court shooter creator. But it doesn't make sense for the timeline of this basketball team, Cade's timeline. It doesn't make sense. Mike on a sell. You want him to stay away, stay the course.
Guys, I couldn't disagree more about the Devin Booker Kardashian dating soft identity player that you guys want. Okay, he is everything that is anti-Piston. All right, if you believe in this team and you want these guys to believe in the organization, then you absolutely stay the course. It works for the line. And this is what I'm going to say about you guys saying, oh, it's stars. You need stars. You have to have stars. Really? Think about people in Boston. Were they ready? Or do you think it was controversial to pay Jaylen Brown? With Derek White? All those guys, you believe in your guys. You play together. The continuity, the whole league does poorly because guys move around, never develop, and never gel. You want this organization to be great? Okay, have faith in those guys. Let Ivy come back, right, and give them a couple of years. And I can't believe I'm even listening to talk. Like, it, the identity of all of these guys that you're talking about, if you told me Paolo Banchero was available or some dog like that, that's a totally different. But Devin Booker, oh, my God, no. Never in a million years. You want to wreck this organization, then bring in a diva like that. Thanks. Talk to you later.
So because he's rumored to be dating Kendall Jenner, it makes him a diva?
Soft can't play in Detroit.
I love that he just hung up, by the way. There's no rebuttal. There's no room for discussion. Yeah. Just, you date a Kardashian, not in Detroit. I mean, let's point out that Devin Booker, 24 years old, was playing in NBA Finals.
Yeah.
He's a shooter. We talk about having a secondary scorer and shot creator to help Cade late in game, someone who can bring the ball up, create his own shot, go nuclear, and win a playoff game all by himself. Nah, keep those guys away. I like Durin. I like Ivy. I prefer Booker, John. I'll be the guy that makes that proclamation today. Apparently, that's an unpopular opinion, that Devin Booker would make this team considerably better than Ivy and Durin would.
The guy can score. The guy can win. You put him with Cade, and I think you do start to develop something pretty special.
It's a hell of a 1-2 punch. It's a hell of a 1-2 punch. And they fit well next to each other. He's a better shooter than Ivy is, or has shown to be. I know Ivy was turning the corner a little bit this season, but Booker's more proven.
So if in that deal you got to give up, you know, Jalen Duren, is what do you do about a big? I know you still have beef stew, but yeah. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah. Well, you end up doing what these teams are doing, where you end up looking for a stiff who can block shots and rebound. It's like a Paul Reed super, yeah, you know, addition.
Okay, yeah. You know, go with Paul Reed?
You can be a pogo stick who can catch alley-oops. I mean, that there's a lot of teams that do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that may be the route the Pistons go. It'll be interesting to see what Trajan Langdon in, you know, now that he's seen this team. He built it last year to be a seller at the trade deadline. Didn't have to do that. How does he add to it? What as we start to learn more about Trajan Langdon and how he wants to build this roster, how he wants to build a winner in Detroit, what are going to be some of the trademarks of his team?
Ticket Texture says, I'm not opposed to a move. It's got to be someone 30 or younger that can be a part of this for 5 years. So Booker would check the box. Sabonis, by the way, has the grit. I don't believe he's dating a Kardashian. Like, there are people out there, guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jalen in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the free agency. I think we should really shoot for, like, a stretch four, somebody that can really, like, be dominant, but also, you know, stretch the four for us, like a Lauri Markkanen.
Now, is he dating a Kardashian?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. For a good start.
Yeah, I guess he checks that box. Yeah.
And he does. He spaces the floor. There's no clog in the paint late in the game. Lauri Markkanen's on a dead team in the Utah Jazz. Like, think about it. Sabonis and the Kings are going nowhere. Booker and the Suns are going nowhere. Larkin, all these guys should be, in theory, available. If you're going to throw multiple firsts and a couple young pieces, the Pistons could be bold this offseason. It's the temptation that the Ringer writes about, and it's a conversation we'll have this summer. The answer is, well, it depends. Who's the guy? Like, do I want Zion, who's nearly eaten himself out of the league? Probably not. Do I want Kevin Durant? The skill set, sure, but the fact that he's going to be 37, not exactly a long championship window with Cade. So it depends on the player. 248-539-9797. Booker is at the top of these lists. He scored 40 in multiple NBA Finals games. He complements Cade Cunningham in the backcourt, can bring the ball up, space the floor. You don't have to worry about fit. See, some of these other guys, you might have to worry about fit. Shooting, you can never have enough of it. It plays well. Booker, Cade, 1-2 punch. Doesn't matter who Batman is. It could change game to game, quarter to quarter.
Yeah.
You have a real 1-2 punch. And I'd be willing to give up Ivy Durin firsts to get a player like that. Same with Giannis, although the fit's a little clunkier. I'd love to see Giannis and Cade in some pick and roll actions and reverse pick and roll actions. They're both really good passers. They can get their own shot. If you put shooting, that's a team instantly where you have two of the 10 best players in the sport. You should be intrigued. The Greek freak to Greek town. And then Sabonis is the other one. Sabonis is on a bad team in the Kings. They already traded away De'Aaron Fox. He can shoot it. He can rebound. He can pass it. He's the big chess piece that fits on every team. I'd love any of those three players.
And here's the other thing. If you're talking Giannis, you'll have two of the top 10 players in the NBA. But what else are you going to complement Cade with?
And that's, Texter says, keep in mind with all these conversations, it does open massive holes on the roster. If you lose Durin or Assar, it's not like we're going to add another star. You have to replace them with role players.
Right, but if you lose Durin and you get Giannis,
it's an upgrade.
Not it's not going to be a one-for-one trade. There's going to be a lot of other things. But if you lose Jaden Ivey, if you lose other players that are right now role players, you're going to have to fill those roles.
Texter says, trade for Booker. I don't care who we trade. Sign Beasley and Naz Reid. Go win the East. Book it. Signed MJ. Guys, if it's true that Boston is going to start selling off after this year, I'd be interested in pursuing Jaylen Brown. Joe in Mount Clemens. Whether they get Brown or a piece, the fact that Boston has to tear down a little bit, the luxury tax, the apron, new ownership, that opens up a window for the Pistons to try to jump into the top spot in the East in the next couple seasons here. So be aggressive.
And being able to pick off some of their stars would certainly be attractive.
Sabonis, please. There's no way Giannis comes to Detroit. I'm all the way out on Booker or Durant. Sabonis is the number one guy.
I mean, you're talking, when you're talking about all these guys, you can rank them, but they would all be major upgrades to this roster.
Yeah, and for Sabonis.
And I'm not saying all of them together. I'm saying you pick one, and whoever that is going to be an upgrade on this roster.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.